USA News, I'm John Schaefer. After a series of 10 consecutive rate hikes from March 2022 to May 2023, the Federal Reserve is now temporarily halting further increases. The hikes were aimed at addressing inflation. Despite the pause, the central bank has indicated that it anticipates one more rate hike before the year ends. With the September 30th deadline approaching, Republicans and Democrats are in a budgetary standoff, blaming each other. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand anticipates a government shutdown in just over a week.
When you shut down a government, it affects the economy significantly. It can cause billions of dollars of damage that never gets restored.
She criticizes Republican control in the House, deeming it detrimental to the government. Illegal immigration is estimated to cost U.S. taxpayers over $180 billion this year, as reported in a congressional hearing on the president's border policies. Republican Congressman Austin Pfluger from Texas said it's more than monetary, though.
We're talking about the human tragedy, the human cost, the financial cost, the burden on farmers and ranchers.
The lack of insurance among most illegal immigrants is seen by Republicans as a major contributor to a national health care crisis. Health and Human Services data shows that in the 2021 fiscal year, Medicaid allocated $7 billion for emergency services for undocumented aliens. The United Auto Workers strike against the big three U.S. automakers is in its sixth day. About 13,000 auto workers are striking across three plants in Ohio, Michigan, and Missouri, with the potential for more in the coming days. UAW President Sean Fain said that additional workers will join the picket line on Friday if a fair deal isn't reached. The FDA has rejected Neffy, the first nasal spray alternative to the EpiPen for severe allergies. ARS Pharmaceuticals has been instructed to conduct additional testing before seeking approval. This is USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Republican presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis is vowing to lower gas prices to $2 per gallon if elected in 2024. While presidential policies have limited influence on gas prices, the Republican Florida governor aims to address the issue along with energy costs if in office. In a written statement, he expressed his intent to unleash American energy dominance as a measure to combat inflation in 2025. Climate change is driving up home insurance costs, posing challenges for homeowners. A report from First Street Foundation highlights that both insurance companies and lawmakers have underestimated the gravity of the situation. Western U.S. states in particular are grappling with higher expenses due to wildfire damage. Don't worry, your favorite game show won't be changing this season.
Vanna White will remain on Wheel of Fortune at least for two more seasons. She signed a contract extension that will keep her on the long-running game show through the 2025-26 TV season. The news coming as host Pat Sajak starts his farewell season. White will continue to reveal letters with Ryan Seacrest when he takes over next year. I'm Corey Myers.
This Saturday, admission to national parks that have an entry fee will be free in honor of National Public Lands Day. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantreuse, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.